Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatment at 317-559-PAIN.
And this is the part where you contribute with your questions, comments, smart remarks, whatever is on your mind. Just try and keep it clean. Give us less work to do. 317-684-8444. That is the phone number. I mean, we like it when you're involved, but come on, don't make us do more work to get your hot take on the air. So last week, Rob, you had, I believe it was Friday, you had a real issue. You had a Pepsi issue.
Well, this, in fairness, was not my fault. Mm-hmm. The long standing vending machine, it had been replaced once since I've been here, but that vending machine had been there, I believe, since the entire time I worked at WIBC, was for some reason vacated from the premises, a giant hole.
Its contract was not renewed.
Yes, just like everyone else in the radio, the vending machine's contract.
It was not invited to show up again.
And so I was without any sort of caffeinated beverage. Mm-hmm. Had I known that, I would have brought my own, but I was just used to, hey, you in an emergency can always go to the vending machine. And we had broadcast on the air that I was in a crisis point. We had challenged the UN to bring those people with the hard hats in, the human rights, investigators, mm-hmm. various, you know, like Amnesty International or mm-hmm. someone like that mm-hmm. to, you know, get to the bottom of what's going on here. And then Sweet Courtney, yeah. one of our fabulous listeners,
yep.
sent me 4 Pepsis. You will see on the YouTube chat here that I am indeed drinking one of the yep. Pepsis. Here today.
Thank goodness for Courtney.
And so thank you, Courtney. I still have 2 left. I did hide them uh-huh. in my office over the weekend.
Right.
So that some thieverino
didn't get to them.
Yeah, because you know.
Don't get with, the claws
with
on
two
your Pepsi.
Floors. Well, I don't know. What do we have, like 93 radio stations now in this mm-hmm. little cluster? Mm-hmm. That there's going to be somebody on the weekend going
Who's
to their
thirsty?
Floor and can't find anything on their uh-huh. floor. And then they're going to be moseying down to our floor and seeing that Pepsi. And they're thinking, in their mind, justifying that it's some sort of community Pepsi or something and stealing my stuff.
Right. Well, thanks to Courtney who dropped those off for you. And then you had mentioned, if only I had a small fridge
yeah.
to keep them cold in. And then after she had sent you Pepsis, she replied to me and said, I actually do have a small fridge as well. But somebody wanted to call and talk about your Pepsis.
So, Rob, you're talking about Pepsi. So, at Tales from the Track, I will give Casey a 12-pack of Pepsis for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a one heck of a nice guy, mm-hmm. just
yeah.
to let you know.
Yeah.
And, by the way, love your guys' show, and, man, I am excited about Tales from the Track. Casey, I hope you're there. See ya. Bye.
It's a Hammer and Nigel event,
yeah.
but he's going to give me the Pepsi to
Perfect.
Give to you, so I have to show up to that.
Thank you so much for that. Now, so, like you said, uh-huh. Jennifer said she had a mini fridge. Somebody else sent a message and said they had a mini fridge. And here's where I'm at with the mini fridge, Casey.
Yeah.
And I know this is going to make me sound like the worst person
you don't want it
in
now.
The world. No, I do want it.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want to put any effort into getting it up to my office. And I know this is going to make me sound like the most just lazy person
Give
alive.
Give me free stuff, and plus I don't want to work for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at right now. I'd rather just put the Pepsi in the freezer each day and freeze it up to get it cold than have to go through the effort of carrying a mini fridge
yeah.
throughout the sprawling
well,
cavernous.
Well, we could just get like a dolly or
that's
a
also
cart
work, Kev.
And put in the elevator.
Nah, it's just work. I've got to meet somebody down at the door. You know, then I've got to make some small talk with them.
Oh,
and then,
no.
You know, then I've got to get the thing on the elevator. Then I got to push it. I just, I know this is not a good look for me, Casey.
This
but
is
I'm
a
just,
new level of lazy.
I'm being honest
uh-huh.
about
you,
where I'm at in my life.
You just wanted to show up.
I do.
That's what, just say that then. If somebody else could just do all of the work, that would be great.
You know, we talk about the politicians, the most used phrases, let me be clear, the least used phrases, let me be specific. Let me be specific.
Yeah,
this is specifically what I'm looking for, okay?
Okay. You just want to show up and have it there.
Well,
stocked.
I need somebody to deliver a mini fridge to 40 Monument Circle. I will let, if you let me know you're coming, I will let Steven, who's the fabulous front desk guy, know you're coming. Mm-hmm. I will instruct him to get you into the elevator, and then I will meet you at our office. I will also make sure Casey and Kevin is there if you'd like to meet and greet with them as well.
Oh, now you can wrangle me into work for you.
And then, you know, we can spend a few minutes together chatting, and I'll learn about you and your life and what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a forever story that you met.
This is awful. You know why? I drink Coke. I don't even like Pepsi.
Well, I don't care. You can put it in there whatever you want.
But you're making me work for your beverage. What do I drink every morning when I come
Casey,
in?
Casey, here's what I'm telling you, is you can use the fridge. Mm-hmm. I will let you use my fridge that someone else is donating if you do this meet and greet, because let's face it, that will be the selling point.
You know the reason why I would do the meet and greet for you?
Yeah.
It's to maybe have a better attitude coming out of you.
What?
To make my work environment better.
I'm being specific, and I'm not under a delusion that it's going to happen, but I'm just saying, if somebody were to, I don't know, can you write that off if you, I mean,
donate,
we're not.
Donate to local radio talent, personality, whatever you're called these days, host. By the way, I drink coffee, which does not require.
Well, look at what you got. You got the,
and
like,
I don't even use it.
What is
I bring
that?
My own.
What is that, Kevin? That's some sort of like.
It's like a fancy coffee espresso machine. You put like these little packets in there.
I didn't ask for that. I didn't go on the radio begging for some high-end coffee machine. I bring my own from home.
Yeah, and
you
it's
do?
Like, it's like the.
Oh
yes.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, that's normal.
Why? That thing looks like it's like a $500 apparatus.
It's there for an emergency basis for me. I
wow,
believe.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's there for the afternoon coffee.
Oh
I drink.
My gosh. Anyway, all so that those are
those
so everybody's
are
clear. You give me the fridge, you deliver it to our studio. I will arrange the logistics of you to get in the building and get up the stairs, and then Casey and I and Kev will meet and greet with you for an agreed upon amount of time, and then we'll take a photo together, and everybody goes their own way, and everybody is satisfied.
Everybody wins.
Absolutely.
So win-win-win. Okay, one more phone call. Somebody wanted to call and talk about the graduation ceremonies that have been canceled, like at USC.
Hey, how y'all doing? I was listening to the show, and you guys were talking about the graduation, the kids meeting, you know, in some campuses not graduating with a ceremony because of the protesters. Man, I am so against that. I am so against that because, you know, what they are wanting to do when you have protesters in the streets, at campuses, in front of wherever, stopping traffic, they are wanting to impact society. And for us to let them do that and to impact kids that had nothing to do with any of the protests or anything like that, and take that especially the graduation, take that opportunity to walk across the stage. You know, you're not talking about this kid. You're talking about some adults that, you know, had to wait maybe 5-10 years to go start their education again or finish their education and they never got to. And let some punks impact that? No, I don't agree at all. And the graduation should go on. Traffic should go on. Everything in society should go on as normal. And if they're in the way, you mow them down. And I don't mean run them over.
Oh.
I mean, you hit them where it hurts, in their pocketbooks, stick them in a jail cell where they can't get a hold of their PlayStations and stuff, and make them suffer for their actions, because that's the only way they're going to learn.
Now, you had mentioned that it's got to come from within. It's got to be pressure from their peers.
I think so.
The fellow students. That's the only way.
I think that's where you're going to stop it, right? Because I think anybody else, it's, hey, the man is keeping me down. And I think it's going to take rejection from their classmates saying, stop screwing up things
for
everyone else.
Well, here's something else to consider. Are they going to cancel football games?
Yeah.
No way they would do that. That's where they make a lot of money, right?
Well, and we've talked about this before. The idea that you think you can just stop society, like your thing is so important. If you want to protest, there's plenty of ways you can protest. I've been a part of many, many protests over the years, Casey. You know how many people have been arrested collectively at every protest I've ever been to? Zero.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I affiliate with groups and organizations that do things the right way. They get permits. They obey the laws. They pick up their trash. They don't get mouthy with the cops. If they're asked to do something, they do it. They still get their point across. They still are able to be heard. Which is what America is. There's plenty of ways these people could get proper permitting and do all the things. They don't want to do it because they think the rules don't apply to them.